So hello and welcome to the latest episode from the Advanced Business Show. This is your host as usual, Amar, and I thank you for coming by to see our show again and again. Now, so please excuse me for not publishing the episode on Friday. There were a guy who is in the frame of this video who like was slacking and lazy and did not do the episode on Friday as usual. So we would like to send a message to that guy and like, please focus more, please do better work. He does usually a good work, but sometimes he's slacking. So we wish him well and hopefully he will it change. So now, let's start with on our own episode and let's go to the news section from the episode. Now, in case you didn't hear, in the latest news, the US president is currently having COVID-19 positive. So, this event might affect the upcoming US election and also might have some effect on the market prices and so on, since the diagnosis has coming just right now in sudden way, and for sure it will have its own effect either on the US election or the market prices. So this is the latest news in case you did not know it, and I wanted to share it with you. Now, as the Advanced Business Show progressing, let's give you the quick advance. We're gonna talk about MailChimp in this one. Now, in this episode, let me switch to MailChimp. In case you don't know it, MailChimp is a well-known leading provider for marketing for email businesses and so on. Now, MailChimp recently has revamped its website and added many new features to it. So MailChimp will manage your mailing lists and will help you create campaigns. If you notice over here, you can create campaigns, you can create customer journey, which is a series of automated sequence email. You can even create landing pages. I personally use it for landing pages. If you want to create ads as well, and let's go back. If you want to share and track posts of social media across your accounts as well, it can help you add many features as you can see. Now, the powerfulness of MailChimp comes from the automation. Now, in the automation part, we able to get people to be categorized on a certain condition in a certain way, and it will help you to target each different segments based on the age, the location and so on with different emails. Now, so that was MailChimp, and that was a really quick introductory about it. Please check our channel. We have some tutorials on MailChimp and how you can use it and its different feature. Now let's head over to our own episode topic, which is selecting an IT or software development vendor. Now, as of today world, many businesses have gone online. Many businesses have websites right now. Many businesses use apps. Many businesses started to provide their work online. Even government entities, almost everywhere in the world, they all use online services, online apps to give you the services that you need and desire. So all of that is available for you, and like it will like since there are many people are using it, there are many offers as well. There are many companies out there that are currently providing software development services, IT services, and so on. Now, I want to share with you the 6 points to look in each IT vendor before selecting them to do the work for you. Now, you need to look at their experience. For how long these guys been in the market? Are these guys just opening up? Are these guys have some decent track record? For example, a company that is 2 months old is a company that is still progressing and growing. But a company that is like 5 years old, they already progressed, they are growing, they have their own clients, their customer base, they know well how things goes in the IT world and the IT industry. All of that does affect your selection, because you don't want rookies or people who have no experience in work, or some college kid that thinks that he can develop software and so on to do your work.
Sleepy, I know.
So all of that, you don't want it. Now, to protect yourself, look at their experience level, how long they've been in the market. Make sure, like my recommendation, at least 3 years old in the market. Now you can go with younger companies if you are, let's say, it comfortable with them and think that they can provide you the needed services. It's up to you, but just like make sure that they can deliver. Now, the second part to look at it is their technology adaption. Now, does this company implement the new technology and support it? For example, do they provide you with a mobile app for your website, or they just give you a website? Are their website like on a latest version of whatever framework they use? Now, sometimes these things doesn't make a difference, but if you wanna follow a trend, update yourself, have an advantage in the market, you might wanna look at their technology adaption. You don't want them like working with the Stone Age tools to develop your app and mobile applications and website, because that for sure will affect their quality of work and so on. The third thing to look at is the company size. Now, you don't need to work with a company with thousands of employees, but like if you go into a company and see like they have 3 employees or 2 employees and they have like 5 customers, that is not a good sign. Okay, that shows like their work is small, or they just provide some basic services, or like they are like cutting cost, inequality, and just providing some basic support and so on, which we will talk about in the next point. So look at this, look at how many people they are hiring, how many seats they have, and look at what is their head count. This can affect you and affect them a lot, because the smaller the company, the slower actually they are to respond to you and to help you. This is the fourth point, which is support. How they provide support for you and your work. Now, like if you develop an app or a website for your business, now things change. You will need to add a new page. You will need to change things. You will need to move this there. You need to add some new form, some new service, whatever, and all of these things. Now, in case like there, as we talked in the previous point, they have like two or one employee, like how these guys will manage your support? For sure, these guys will not provide too much of a support. You need some company that you can rely to, that can respond to you even in real time, and like update your website constantly, make sure it's up and running, safe, and so on. So you need to look at their support side. Now you need to look also at their quality and cost. Now, don't think that because it's cheaper, it's bad, or because it's more expensive, it's better. No, not necessarily. They are both, like you need to look at both. These guys provide reasonable pricing, plus quality work, not just only high price with no support, or low price with really really bad quality, because I've seen that. You can literally go to Fiverr and have somebody create you maybe an Uber clone, okay, but I guarantee to you that app will be very difficult to update, to change. It will not, maybe like you will have two users and the entire app will like fall apart. Imagine that. So you need to look at these things as well. Don't look to the quality alone. Some people, okay, provide quality, but they also like provide unrealistic pricing. You need to look at this point together. Look at the quality of the work. Look at the cost of the work. And finally, we need to look at their past client. Now, they don't need to have Fortune 500 companies in their portfolio, but they need to have some certain level of previous clients, at least two or three. Now, when they have two or three clients, that's like, assure you that these guys are capable of creating and working like with other companies or other customers, and they can achieve the desired goal and work. So by looking at their client will help you to see their level, and like, are these guys able to sell? These guys are doing well financially. I will not like ask them to create a website and then like they will close midway and I lose money. No, you want to make sure that these things doesn't happen to you. So let's head over to the quote of this episode. Success usually comes to those who are too busy to be looking for it. Now, if you want like to succeed and work your things, You need to keep looking for success. You need to keep trying and testing things. Here in advanced software, we test a lot of things each and every day until we see what's working, and then we pick it up and we expand and grow on it. So that's our episode for this week. I made it like a really short one. I didn't want it to be very long. I'm trying to revamp the show even more and try to give you more and more value, more and more advancement each and every week. So I would like to thank you for watching this episode from the Advanced Business Show. Hopefully I will see you in the next episode next week. Thank you for watching.